Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast, presented by Allied Home Security.
All right, good to be with you on a Thursday. Payne and Pendergast with you. Jeremy Peña. Here was Carlos Correa last week on Astros rookie shortstop and his replacement here in Houston, Correa's replacement, Jeremy Peña.
Yeah, so with Peña, you know, with Peña's a kid that from the moment I saw him, I saw the talent in him. Last year in spring training, I invited him to take some ground balls with me. And when we were taking ground balls, I told him, you know, hey, look at how we work here. Look how we take care of business, because next year this might be you playing this position. And, you know, he gave me like a nod. He said, like, thank you. And then when we finished, when we lost in the World Series, I pulled him aside and I told him, hey, Peña, next year this most likely will be your team. You know, you'll be playing shortstop for this team. It can happen. So go out there in the offseason, prepare yourself like you're going to play shortstop for this team. And, you know, make sure you're ready to go. And, you know, he did just that. You know, he's had a great start to his career. He's everything I knew he could be. The talent, you know talent when I see it. And from the moment I saw him taking ground balls, hitting BP, and, you know, when you look at his athleticism and his body, you know, he's going to be a superstar in this game. So I'm very happy for him, for all his accomplishments. And I can't wait to see him, to congratulate him.
All right, so Carlos Correa with the strangest campaign to become an MLB scout in the history of the game. I know talent when I see it. I'm just kidding, Carlos. We love you. So that was Carlos Correa on Jeremy Peña. Seth, I was going through yesterday as we were right in the middle of a stark raving Peña mania segment at the end of the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? I wonder, Peña was the solution for the Astros. I feel like he was the solution all along. My feeling is the five-year, $160 million offer that the Astros made to Correa was one that deep down, I don't think they wanted Carlos to accept. I think it was done more out of PR, knowing he wouldn't accept it, but they felt it was a fair offer for them. Now, if he said yes, they would have kept Carlos Correa. But I think if you were asking them when they made that offer, would you rather keep Carlos for 5 years at $32 million a year or move on from Carlos and put Jeremy Peña in there? I think at the time they would have said Peña. And yep. I went back through and I looked and said, okay, we know keeping Correa was an option. We know this was a really deep shortstop class in free agency. Marcus Semien, Trevor Story, who's playing second base now, by the way, for the Red Sox, Javi Baez, Corey Seager. And I went back through and looked because I'm thinking, man, none of these guys are lighting the world on fire right now, I don't think. And sure enough, my spidey sense was correct. None of them are lighting the world on fire. Probably the one that's having the best year of the five is, well, certainly having the best year of the five is Corey Seager, who's got a guy making $32 million a year for the next decade, a modest 752 OPS and 1.3 wins above replacement. The other four are below average. Marcus Semien's been awful. He's got like a pitcher-level OPS and a negative WAR right now. And these are all guys, Seth, Correa, Semien, Story, Baez, Seager, on average making $28 million a year. Jeremy Peña's OPS is 878, which is damn near elite. And his wins above replacement, 2.3, is more than, and it's a cumulative stat, wins above replacement, it's more than all five of those guys put together right now.
Yeah, he's better than five of those
he's
players.
Better than five men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had spent $600 million on those five men, they wouldn't have provided you as many extra wins as Carlos Peña is providing right now.
Yeah, Jeremy
so
Peña, right.
I look, it, it he's played 31 games so far. So, yeah, it's a small sample size. I've been very bullish on Jeremy Peña for a long time. Not, look, unlike Carlos Correa, I didn't scout and discover Jeremy Peña. But I've read what people have been saying about Jeremy Peña for a long time. And I do think that it would have been a lot different, perhaps, the negotiations with Carlos Correa if there were no Jeremy Peña in the system. But the fact of the matter is, there's some similarities to how Green Bay was with Brett Favre. It got to a point where with Green Bay, they felt really good about Aaron Rodgers. And as Favre, you know, was dramatic about whether or not he's going to retire every year, at a certain point, the Packers said, well, look, we'll take our chances with Aaron Rodgers. We like this kid. And somewhat similar, somewhat different. With the Astros, I think it was that, look, they love Carlos Correa. They don't generally want to give anybody a deal more than 5 years, so there's that whole ball of wax. But even so, they really like Jeremy Peña. And it's a lot easier to just draw a hard line in the sand when you got a Jeremy Peña waiting in the wings. And without knowing whether, you know, James Click wouldn't have predicted that Peña would start this fast or this good. But he knew that he was capable of something like this. So you start to weigh your options and how much it's going to cost versus the risks of Peña not working out. It just made a lot of sense for the Astros to do exactly what they did. I thought it was, if discretion is the better part of valor, I thought that James Click did a very admirable job with his situation.
Dude, at $700,000, that's what Jeremy Peña is making right now. He's making $700,000. Yeah. Carlos Correa is making $35 million. He's literally making 2% of what Carlos Correa makes. At 700 grand, he would have to, I mean, he'd have to fall off a cliff from where he is right now for you to even start to question the decision to stick with Peña. You know, even if he reverts to being average or even slightly below average at $700,000, yeah, as long as he doesn't become something, as long as he doesn't become one of those spots in the lineup where you feel like when Maldonado comes up, where it's like, oh, God, this guy's so over, like non-circle of trust hitter anymore, that kind of thing. But 878, man, and 2.3 war, what, he's top five in wins above replacement in all of baseball right now. If he were top,
yeah, he's up there.
If he were top five among rookies, we would be happy right now. He's top five among everybody.
Right. That's right. And I don't think that I think that maybe some people aren't getting what an impressive performance Jeremy Peña is having, partly because I think he's playing on a team where there are a bunch of good players. The team itself started off somewhat disappointing, you know, before coming back and playing extremely well over the course of the last month. But at this point, it's just, okay, you got to do this, you know, four more times if you want to get a complete season's worth of it. So it's been a nice start. He figured out how to hit the slider. Pitchers are going to make other adjustments, and can you extend this? The big thing when you start talking about wins above replacement, the big thing that's weird about Peña that's very similar to Carlos Correa is that among war leaders, they both are rated very high defensively. Carlos Correa last year was among the leaders in that stat category because he had such a high defensive rating. Jeremy Peña is exactly the same way. So it's a little less bling to the eye because it's not an incredible offensive performance. But when you combine it with his defensive ability, that's what makes him such a rare player. And as you said, he's doing it for less than $1 million.
Yeah, the part that you said right there where you talked about, you know, it's maybe not getting as much notice because of the team that he's on, I think is a really good point, because I started to go, okay, what if he were on a bad team and he were doing this right now? He'd probably be getting the Jalen Green treatment, you know, where everybody's all hyped about Jalen Green in town because he's the main thing to be hyped up about with this team. This team is too busy chasing a World Series for us to get super hyped about Peña.
It was Jose Altuve in 2013 and 14.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it would be, yeah, it would be, until Springer came up in 2014, there wasn't a whole lot to get excited about.
That's
other
right.
Than Jose Altuve.
That's right.
So that's what he'd be, which would be awful exciting. But then you'd also have the notion, especially what if the Astros right now had Jeremy Peña, but they'd been absolutely miserable the previous several years? what would we be saying about, aside from bemoaning the fact that both the Astros and Texans had been so bad the last 2 years, would we be saying that Jeremy Pena is just, I don't think we'd be as confident about it. I feel like if the Astros hadn't been so good these last 2 years, I think if Jeremy Pena came along and had this first 30 games, I think we'd be very side-eyed glancing about it.
Maybe, and some of it might just be pedigree, because I feel like Correa came up. Now, the Astros were better once Correa came up. That was the year they first made the playoffs, his rookie year.
Yeah.
But there is something to be said about coming up as the chosen one. You know, the guy who's the future hope of the entire franchise. That's what Correa was when they drafted him.
We would have been talking a lot more about Pena the last couple years, too.
Like looking at him in the minor, we would have been following him in the minor leagues. Yeah you're right about that. Yep, absolutely, absolutely. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Okay, 512-665 says next Chris Paul State Farm commercial will have cones in it. Now that would I would respect Chris Paul if he did that. If he just leaned into it and was self-deprecating about it, I think there's a 0% chance he does that. Doesn't strike me as Chris Paul's MO. Or maybe he takes his fictitious twin brother, Cliff Paul, from those commercials and does something with cones and Cliff Paul. Maybe.
Or what, instead of Cliff, it'll be, since Cliff is supposed to be Chris's identical twin, maybe the Cliff will be a cone with glasses on.
That'd
it
be
or
good.
Something.
Yeah.
They'll talk about Chris Paul's brother and it'll be a cone.
Cone Paul. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what the problem is, though? That's going to be a little too much inside baseball for a State Farm joke.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that it's too many people. I've learned that, like, when I go to MC something, sometimes I'll make a joke that I think is hilarious, and it actually will be, but to our audience, not to the audience at large. Like, the casual sports fan doesn't get the sly reference to you know, something that Pat Beverly said.
Okay, State Farm has done this before. You remember when they had the Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers commercial, and they're both sitting down at a table eating, and Mahomes asked to pass the ketchup to put on his steak.
And oh, that's true.
If you're
that's
a sports fan, that's
joke.
A total
yeah.
inside. If you're just an average NFL fan, you don't know anything about Patrick Mahomes liking ketchup on steak, but I think sometimes those things are... Now, that's more of just like a nice little nod to football fans. Like, if they actually turned one of the characters into a cone, they're expecting you to really know the whole backstory of that.
It's a sly. That's when TV writers, they're very proud of themselves if they can pull off what's like... It's called a 2% joke, which is like only 2% of the audience is going to get it. The key is you got to slide it in without it, you know, being conspicuous.
Yep.
It's got to be, it's funny to the people who get it, but otherwise you just don't notice it.
Easter egg style. That's what we call that, an Easter egg for the people.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, so that's what we got to watch for. It won't be the sole focus of it, but there will be a traffic cone feature.
In the background, on the driveway, just a bunch of cones. Yeah.
There will be something where it doesn't take away from the plot of the commercial, but the cone is there and noticeable if you know what the joke is.
There you go. There you go. Nick Saban, he was not joking yesterday, Aggies, when he took direct aim at you. He took direct aim at Deion Sanders. Nick Saban pissed off a lot of people yesterday. You'll hear it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.